Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
All right, friends, we are back with Rhea today. Hope you enjoyed part one yesterday. Today, we're going to talk about organization for new parents based on our new book, The Organized Home for New Parents. And also how to handle your kitchen, because that is quite the undertaking. She's going to tell us how to bite into it little by little. Enjoy.
A little bit.
So what does that look like? What were your steps to get out of this depression?
So I feel like I'm still working through it, but medicine was major. I'm a huge advocate. If you need it, don't be ashamed of it. Whatever's going to help get you centered. You were talking about meditation before we got started, and I really, really should look into that because I think that that would be a beautiful addition to my day, just to take a moment for myself.
But I'll share my favorites with you after.
Yes, amazing.
Won't bore the Heal Squad because they know.
Well, I'm super excited. And it's the little things, like even just like going outside and getting fresh air. Getting dressed in the morning. Like I was like starting to like stay in my sweats all day. Like it was just for me getting weird. Like I'm like, this isn't me. Like I'm always like upbeat, like on the go. Like I don't sit and like, you know, veg out. And like, I just wanted to be in bed or be, you know, watching Netflix all day. Like I wasn't doing that, but that's where my headspace was. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard for me to be present in where I was. And so just the little things of, you know, we were talking about when you start a project, it's the most intense, but then it's easier to maintain. And so like laundry that had gotten so built up. It's like, okay, I am spending this whole day, like we are going to do this. And filming myself again, putting my kids' clothes away, it helped me do it. Whether I've used things for content or not, which I probably 80% I'm not. But me filming it, I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, keep you accountable.
It really does keep
you accountable. And it keeps you motivated in a sense. To want to be better for everyone else too.
Yes. And that was also what, I mean, it's one thing to feel all out of sorts and feel like you're letting yourself down. When you're feeling like you're letting your husband down, when you feel like you're letting your three children down, I mean, oh my gosh, like the hunt for their uniforms, like it was just, we were just living like cave people for a second. I'm like, I don't even know what's happening. Like their lunches were all sad because I wasn't getting groceries on time. I just was out of it and just figuring out of like, okay, here's my list of all the stuff that I feel like I've dropped the ball on. Like I've just got to tackle one thing at a time.
Lists are so important.
Lists are so important. And I'm the person that like will write something just to cross it out too, because it feels so good.
Kevin loves doing that too.
And I think what I've learned is like, you can't half-ass a million things. And I feel like I've been trying to do so many things, but it was all half-assing. Mm-hmm. And I had to whole ass one at a time.
Yeah, I had a moment just this last week where someone called and I answered the call. And all of a sudden now I'm about to do a meeting the next day with somebody I haven't seen in like 15 years. And someone passed in my life and I had to cancel it. And then trying to reschedule it became now so much work. I'm like, wait, why am I doing this? I don't even have time for this. And I just have to be honest. And so I emailed them and I said, listen, I just have to be honest. I don't have time in my schedule for this. And if I was going to cram it in just for the sake of pleasing them, it was going to hurt me so much, which is then going to trickle down to my husband and my baby. And so I had to say no, very sweetly. And that was it. And so I think we have to get good with realizing like we are only one person. We can only do so much. And we have to remember that our mental state and our mental well-being is so critical, not just for us, but for everyone around us. So we have to choose accordingly. And I'm really trying to guard as I see the rest of the year is so scheduled. I'm really trying to guard the few little segments I have that are open for myself, because it, like, even my best friend was supposed to come visit this weekend. I said, I can't do it. I'm like, I just can't. I wish I could. I really can't. And she's either going to be okay with that or she's not. Right. And that's not up to me. I can't make those decisions, you know, of how she's going to feel. I have to think of what's best for me. And I knew I needed time to do my work, to recharge, to sleep, to not feel like even remotely needing to entertain. And she's not someone I ever have to entertain.
Right. But I still feel it. Yeah.
You still feel like you want to please people and make it fun for them. Mm-hmm. So we have to be so careful.
I don't know if it's like a quote or something that I read, but it was like, don't confuse my free time for me being available.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that insane? Like where you think like, and I was someone that I always felt like I needed to be doing something like, you know, productive or for other people, or okay, technically I am available. I guess I can do that call, or I am free. Yes. I guess I can do that call. But sometimes you just need time for you and you're not available for other people.
Yeah.
You're only available to yourself and that's okay. Or you're only available to your family and that's okay.
I think we get guilty when we know there is space available, but I know my mental space isn't available because I know I'm so overwhelmed that that space is so needed for me to stay sane.
Yes.
So, but I feel guilty sometimes.
But not everybody does. Not everybody feels that guilt. And I didn't know that.
Healthy people.
Yeah. Honestly, like my husband is so good at just being like, yeah, I need me time. It's recharging time. And I'm like, okay, if I was doing that right now, like I would feel like such a POS, even though I'm not. Like he's so good at knowing, like he'll go and drive for an hour and a half and listen to an audible. Like he just needs to decompress.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. He's a big audible, big reader.
Wow, honey, I like that. Like, he scheduled those things. Listening to you. I've been listening to John Maxwell's leadership book.
The problem is we don't have enough cars.
Honey.
So what do you do in that case? What? Sorry. Continue.
What are you sorry for? What are you sorry for, honey?
Well, Rhea doesn't know us. Rhea, we have several cars, and they're designed to drive and be enjoyed. And I happen to be like your husband, where I like to take those moments just for my ride to work. It means a lot to me. So I like having a nice car to decompress. And so, Maria, I'm just saying.
I was in the middle of a thought.
Yes, I'm helping you with your thought. So now you can drive your Jeep and listen to Maxwell.
I accept your apology for interrupting me.
No, I'm assisting you.
I was saying I just recently started listening to a book on tape and I really enjoyed it. But I never thought of just going for a ride and listening to it just for the ride. That's kind of fun.
He loves doing it. When we used to live in California, he would do this one drive like through the hills. He loved it. And I always know when he has a good book because I can like track him or whatever. And he's skipping all the tollways. Like he'll take the longest route to come home.
So I used to be able to track Kevin and he removed the ability for me to track him. He doesn't realize this, but now he doesn't even realize that it was actually saving him so many calls from me because I would see he was on the way home and then I wouldn't bother him because I knew he was coming
home. That is the number one reason why my husband loves it, because I am so annoying.
Yeah.
Like I call all the time.
Yeah. So I called him less. Now I call him more frequently. So if you'd like to turn it back on, honey, and I can track you, then I'll know.
No, I turned it off. I just switched phones. I didn't do anything.
Likely story.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Find hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to The Way, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Okay, so I really love your story. I love how relatable you are in all of this. And I want to give our Heal Squad some more organization tips from you. Obviously, the book is amazing, and it's called The Organized Home for New Parents. So I feel like let's go to some of the amazing organization ideas you have for new parents like me that are trying to keep their shit together while babies are screaming, needing to be fed, diapers need to be changed. And,
Yes. You
know, just to, it's a lot to get through. And I mean, listen, I'm not complaining because I have a completely different experience. I tell everyone, do not even ask me, because you're having a way harder journey than me, because my hard journey happened with all my healing journeys, and it led me to a place where I have help to help me because I can't get sick again. So this baby needs me, but I didn't carry her. I didn't have to go through postpartum. I didn't have to go through all those challenges that make this even harder. Than
I wouldn't
just
say that makes it even harder. I think that you have your own set of challenges that you're approaching. Don't.
Yeah. Well,
don't you do that. Yeah,
I have that. Like, I have to feel like I'm not allowing people to compare, because I'm having pretty much pure bliss and joy right now, where I know it's so hard for other people. But, you know, the every 2 to 3 hours feeding and trying to get them to sleep and doing all this stuff is challenging enough. Then you have to try to keep spaces organized.
It's so nuts.
And so hard.
And honestly, you just want to give yourself the best shot. Keeping it together.
I like that.
And I mean, the way I explain this book is it's going to save you some sanity. Like, this isn't just, you know, the magic pill that makes everything perfect. You know, it's all an insane journey. My kids are now 8, 6, and 4. So I'm kind of getting into that new phase, and writing this book really put me back into those early times. And that was just nuts in the best way, like truly beautiful chaos. But it was a lot of the things that I learned that I put in this book to hopefully help people not make those mistakes and just be set up a little bit better. So with my daughter, Landry, she was my firstborn. I talk about this moment in the middle of the night. It's like 2 a.m. I was having so much trouble breastfeeding. I had like mastitis in one boob. The other one didn't work. Like, it was just like this whole thing. And I was so stressed because I'm like, I'm having to keep her alive. And then she's a blowout diaper and I can't find the freaking diaper and I can't find the, it's like just, I didn't have anything I needed when I needed it.
Yes. That gets so frustrating when you're looking for their pajamas
or their
bathrobe or where's the bath towel. And
because it's already so stressful. You're just, it's, there's nothing easy about it.
I put Athena in a sleep sack the other night and I was like, wow, this looks really big. And then all of a sudden I look at the cameras and it's covering her face and I lost it. And I raced upstairs and I'm like, oh my God, something so simple can go so wrong so fast.
It's such a nuts time and you're going through so much mentally too. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and I woke up searching my bed and my floor. I thought I had dropped my daughter and Connor got up and he was like, she's downstairs with your mom. Like my mom was staying for the first 2 weeks and like whatever. So
or even last night, honey, you don't even know. Last night I was paranoid that I swaddled her too tightly. And I actually came in the room. You were asleep with her. I came in the room and I wanted to just make sure she was breathing. Oh, yeah. So I put my hand just gently over. I felt the breathing and I was like, thank you, God. Because she hadn't moved in 4 hours.
It's terrifying.
I looked at the cameras and she hadn't moved.
And you can't really tell with the cameras. You're like, is this a good enough camera? Like, I can't see her stomach moving.
Well, I just didn't know.
Let me help you. So I get up every hour and a half, 2 hours. Just that's how I've been. So I always go over and I feel her to make sure she's warm or, you know, not too cold because of the AC. And just to give you some assurance, the reason she was is because she was so worn out from yesterday.
I know.
She didn't want a nap. So
I know.
She had this dead log.
I woke up and I saw she hadn't moved since 4 hours, 21 minutes. And I go, oh my God, did I swallow her too tight? And I went over and I just put, oh, thank you, God. Okay. And then I went back to sleep. But
that's like the rest of our lives. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like it's always just going to be something.
Yeah.
It's always, and that's what I'm learning. So
back to not knowing where anything is.
Yes. And I talk about it like it's kind of like how I end the book of there are so many things during this phase we can't control. So let's take the reins on what we can. And our spaces is one of those things. And so if there are little things that you can do to just streamline your day a little bit more and have you less stressed. And especially in the new parent, you know, how to approach all the different incoming gifts like we talked about, that's major because that's before anything happens. Also, when it comes to the nursery, there is so much pressure these days for this like massive reveal and the paint swatches and the decor and all of this. And I'm all for it. I'm all for a beautiful nursery. That's really stressful to try to get all of this done within a timeline that isn't going to move for you. Mm-hmm. Like a baby is coming and let's prioritize the needs. Okay, what are the true needs of my baby? That is first and foremost. And what are my needs? Handling everybody's needs first before all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Before the decor on the walls. You don't need decor on the walls for your baby to thrive and survive at home. And so kind of giving a outline of the things that I feel are necessary and the most important to prioritize and the things that can wait, just helping people wrap their head around that. Also, the two biggest mistakes that people will make, well, yeah, kind of three mistakes. So many mistakes now. So one is getting in the right mindset. And I talk a lot about that. I feel like you can find, you know, how can I organize? Like, what are the steps? Anywhere. I mean, Google it. The steps are not much different in my book than you'll find all over the place. But there's so much more to it. Here's what the steps are. Here's how we're doing it. But why?
The why is the most
why are
important.
We freaking doing it? And understanding the why within each space and the big picture why is huge. So the mindset, like you can't just wake up and expect that everything's going to change overnight and have all these, you know, false expectations that you're not going to meet. I always think of the bridesmaid scene. Like, what did she say when she's like, you're setting me up to fail? Like, nobody can do anything in 2 seconds when he's like kicking her to the back of the plane, because you don't want to set yourself up to fail. So getting in the right mindset, but also allotting the appropriate amount of time. And that's where so many people fall off, because I know, and I'm so guilty of it, you get this urge and you're like, I'm going to organize my freaking pantry today. Yes. You're emptying everything and everything's crazy. And then, oh, you forgot you had an appointment, or you never had enough time to do this. And now you just have to shove everything back and it's worse than it was. And you just find yourself in this weird cycle. And now that kind of, you know, took all the steam out of you for wanting to do that. And so it's very important to have the appropriate amount of time. And if you're wanting to tackle your pantry, let's say you're like, okay, I want to tackle my pantry, but I don't have the time. But what are things that I can do?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Start with one category. Let's just get all of our spices out of the pantry. And let's assess those for expirations. Is there anything we're needing to replace? Let's purge what we don't need. There is one category. Great. You know, maybe when we have time, it's our cans.
Yeah.
Maybe after that, it's our dried goods. But when you break it up into bite-sized pieces.
You have to for the kitchen. It's too big.
You have to.
The kitchen's too big. I've had to do that where I'm like, okay, what platters am I not using that I can get rid of? Great.
What? Yes.
Like, I bit little bites out of that kitchen when I was really deciding to reorganize. It's hard.
It's really hard. And finding the time, which is why most people, not most people, but why most of our clients hire us, is because of the time aspect. You know? Yeah, it's way easier to have a team of five come in and bang this out in a day.
And that you guys are going to think of things that we're not. Like, I had organizers come in and help me organize my pantry, and they put those little spin things in there. What a difference. Now I can spin through the honeys to find the one that I want.
Turntables.
Fancy. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, boom.
Yes.
But like, I'll go into the Container Store and I'm like, wait, I want all of it, but where am I putting it? The measuring is so annoying.
I know. Ugh. And now I can do like most of it by eyesight. But at the beginning, yes. I mean, that'll make or break. And that's the other major mistake that people will make, is they'll see organization products on sale and be like, oh my gosh, these are so cute. Or I love these canisters. Amazing. Buy them for no purpose. They want to find a purpose for it. Do not purchase product without a plan. Period. And that should be for anything. Don't purchase anything without a plan. If you are not purposefully purchasing it to execute in some, you know, forethought way in your home,
yeah,
do not do it, because then you're forcing, you know, you got this cute canister, you don't even know what it's for. Now you're just forcing it to be for your Q-tips, even though your Q-tips had a great place in your drawer, whatever, like random example. But not purchasing product before is a huge, huge thing. And then you talking about the turntables, even for you to understand why, like, turntables are pretty, they look nice, but why is a turntable something that's so great, you know, when you have bottles or jars? It's because you're able to take advantage of the space behind it. It's everything behind it is just as accessible as what's in the front, because when you spin mm-hmm. it, everything is accessible.
And it takes a second. So
it takes
now
a second.
You don't have to move stuff to get to the back. You
knock things over. And yeah. It really allows everything to be seen. Because that's the biggest thing, is having things visible, mm-hmm. visible and accessible. If you can see it, you will use it.
Yeah.
Period. And I know we all talked
and
about
labels.
It too, the out of sight. And labels hold us accountable. Like, sometimes do we get label crazy and like, you know, we're marking very obvious things. Of course, we like uniformity. But like, you're going to feel like a real ass putting oatmeal in the chips bin. Like, yeah. You're just not going to do it. It holds you accountable. You're like, hey, this is telling me, like, you're not going to go against it. And so I feel like labels are for accountability. And then the next thing, therefore, is for the presentation, because sometimes you just want everything to be labeled if you have a lot of things labeled.
Yeah. I really like labels. I like things having a place, like you said, because then I'm an asshole if I put the oatmeal in the chips bin.
Right? You feel right? Crazy.
I'm breaking the
rule. Anarchy.
That's not where it's supposed to go. But when my office was at its best, I had all my little labeled boxes, my labeled bins, everything had a place so that I could keep my desk clean, which now makes me realize I just got to go back to that method, because there's mail. Then there's health stuff. Then there's, you know, thank you cards. And everything can just be filed away for that day when I give myself that hour to go through the stuff. At least now my desk is clear. Things are where they got to go.
Yes.
And then if I want to go scan the health stuff and put it in my Dropbox, I can do that.
Yes.
If I want to go through my mail, I can do that and throw things away. But otherwise, it piles up and it gets so frustrating.
I think also knowing what can be delegated. Like, I don't know your situation with, you know, help or assistance, but sometimes that is what we need, is, yeah, is if there is something that can be delegated to someone else. Like, we have clients who, you know, their housekeepers, you know, once a quarter, one of the things that they're asking for assistance with is switching the clothing sizes. You know, now we're not 2T, we're 3T. You know, can you put all the 2Ts here? Like, if that is something that helps you move forward to have somebody else assist with it, that's yeah, okay too. We just need to do what makes things easier for us.
That's the thing that gets so hard for me, is I feel like I'm so bogged down time-wise handling incoming mail, but it really does require me.
Right.
And just managing that, I feel like is such a big part of my day, and it's so exhausting. So now Kevin's been opening all the packages. Once they come in, he opens them. So I don't even have to spend the time.
It's amazing.
To open all the boxes. Rhea,
you'll be way proud to delegate.
Rhea, you'll be proud to know that I have a carpenter's knife at the front door, hidden in a planter. And I said to everyone, do not remove this. So as soon as they come in, I slice them open. I separate them. The cardboard goes into the recycling bin, and the items go upstairs along with labels, so Maria knows who it came
That's
from.
That's a system.
Thank you very much.
Dying. I love it.
I love that so much. And all of those things being put into your calendar, and even if it's daily, like check mail, and maybe there is no mail that day, but just having it be just like something brushing your teeth, mm-hmm, the more that it just becomes a regular thing. And hopefully most days you're all caught up and it's really a non-issue. But it can't pile up if you're chipping away at it a little bit every day.
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent of little things. And I included that in the back of the book of like little ways that you can reset your spaces to just make yourself feel better.
And breathe.
Breathe.
Oh, don't we all just want to breathe?
We're all doing great.
I feel like we're just like little gerbils in that hamster wheel all the time. I just want to get off the freaking hamster wheel.
Yes. Get off the wheel.
This is so fun. I really, really enjoy chatting with you and learning from you. And friends, you guys can get the book. It is available wherever books are sold. The Organized Home for New Parents. We'll have to have you back.
I would love that.
And maybe we talk about how to organize the rest of the family.
Yes. I want to get a look at your supplement situation.
Oh, my Lord.
Give my thoughts.
Oh, my Lord. I've tried so hard with the cabinet above. I've got a big basket. Kevin's got his at the top that I know he never even uses because it's at the top now. And I've got my little one on the counter.
We're going to find the best system.
It's a mess. But I'm working through it. I'm trying. But I do believe, going full circle to Riz, the channeler, I do believe there's a reason that you came here today. And that we talked about all of this because it needed to come back to the front of my brain that this is what's bogging me down and stressing me out. And every time I, like just lately, it's been happening where like the baby Brisa, I couldn't find the little thing that you have to clean. And it was because my nanny put it in the sterilizer and I wasn't expecting it to be in there. And I'm like looking all over the house for it. Finally, she says it's in there. I put it in. It's still not working. Now I'm smashing the thing, trying to get it to work,
my gosh,
cleaning it all over again because it's staying clean, only for her to come back today to say, oh, well, there was a second piece that goes in it that's still in the sterilizer. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. And then you're, you know.
And you probably lost like 15 minutes.
But not only that, but then when I'm hand making this, the formula, you know, you're doing the scoops.
Yeah.
She's at 7 scoops. I lost track at 4. I go, did I do 4 or did I do 5? So then you're like, oh my God, am I going to overfeed the baby? And then you get
you're like trying to look at the thickness. You're like, I don't know. They'll be fine.
So yeah, I've been slipping a little, guys.
How many hundreds, tens of thousands of years of people having babies?
That's all my mom says.
All of these things. Mm-hmm. Sanitizers.
Yeah, my dad laughed at me sanitizing.
What are we doing?
We didn't do that.
We use our tongue, we clean the plate, we eat again.
That is so amazing. It was baby number one. We were psychopaths.
Yeah.
Nuts. Like I even had like, I mean, the stuff for the passy. I mean, everything. And then by baby number three, it was like, you know.
I think I'm pretty good though, Boo. I just get frustrated when I don't have the things I need to do my job. So it was like that thing. And then the minivan wouldn't open. Yeah. I couldn't get the key fob to work.
How great are minivans, by the way?
We had our new minivan, our Toyota Sienna. Shout out to Toyota Sienna. Is the greatest vehicle I think I've owned. I live to drive that car. It's so amazing.
I miss my minivan.
Mocked me for decades.
I mocked you. No, I got on board at some point, but I didn't want it to be like a daily driver.
No, you were like, it's fine to take Max to the vet. It was that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like part of the crew. I mean, I was like nodding at other minivan drivers. I was like, you know, we're all. And now I got a Suburban when we moved to Texas, and I miss especially the doors.
Yeah, they're so easy.
And now I'm like, don't hit the car, don't hit the car, don't hit the car. Like they just swing these doors open like crazy people, yeah. And I miss our sleek
sliding. Nice sliding door. We've got some
so nice
portable recliners.
So many cup holders. But so much storage.
I think, Boo, I've been pretty chill. I don't think I've been a psychopath about baby. I've been actually really cool and calm.
Right?
I'll stab you in your sleep tonight.
The silence is agreement.
Honey, I will stab you in your sleep tonight.
No, you're taking that
the
wrong
way. The pillow's
way.
Going over your head.
That's
no.
Full agreement.
Honey, I said outside of the baby breeze moment and the minivan moment.
I couldn't even respond because
or when
I'm
I can't find her
so
sleep sack.
Deeply in agreement.
Honey, I'm going to kill you tonight.
Yes. We're on the way to our beach.
Nat,
house.
Do not feel like you need to edit that out. I am going to kill you tonight.
And Maria is having a heart attack over. I'm like, okay, so I'll just hand make the milk. Then it's the minivan. And I'm like, okay, I'll just use the key to open the doors.
The best is he kept staying calm. And I was just like, well, now this isn't working.
When you need that good balance.
I had a moment.
I'm like, it's a Saturday.
I'm going to record your moments and I'm going to put them out to the world.
Okay. We all have our moments. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all
yes,
do.
Yes, honey.
Don't we?
I have
yes.
them all the time.
We all do.
I'm dead. He loves to mock me. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode where I was mocked to no end at the end. No, I hope this episode helped you. I think for all of us, we could use a little bit more organization in our lives. I think we've gotten messier and messier as humans, to be honest, because we have more stuff. There's more stuff.
That's what it is.
And Amazon coming to the door has just made it too easy.
COVID was a double-edged sword when it came to homes because, one, people were really wanting to tackle their spaces because they were in them for the first time, you know, extended amounts of time.
Mm-hmm.
But also people were buying more than ever. So it was like as quickly as you're getting rid of things, you're just buying new things. And so.
Yeah. And one last solve for everybody, because I love solving. If you can't afford to hire an organizer, my best solution is to find a friend who has Earth in her chart. Find your organized friend and do a swap and say, if you will help me come organize this, I will help you go and do this,
yes.
Whatever this is. Or it could be organization swap days. You know, my friend came over and helped me clean out my closet. We wiped out trash bags upon trash bags
of
clothing.
You're so much more productive with another person.
Yeah, because he was able to look at it and say, no, you're never wearing this. No, you're never wearing this. Certain things that I would have held on to, he didn't let me. And then when he's needed help, I've been there for him. So you gotta buddy up sometimes.
Most people will just do it for wine. I mean, my friends ask me for help all the time. I'm like, yeah, just like have a good
some wine
good
and cheese.
Bottle of wine for me. And I'm there,
I love
especially because I like helping other people more than my own spaces. But
I love it. I'll give you 2 bottles of wine if you come help me.
Heck yeah. I'm an easy buy.
All right, friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, subscribe. And of course, check out the links inside the summary of this episode. Buy the book, The Organized Home for New Parents. And of course, you can follow Rhea. We'll put her Instagram on or within the summary of this episode as well. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
Maria, don't move. A close for part one and an open for part two.
Okay.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.